Coming to you live from a fogged out apartment somewhere in the United States, it's the TH Cinema Podcast. Welcome, everybody, to the TH Cinema Podcast. My name is Dan, and with me, as always, is the macho man to my Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brother. The rock and sock to my connection.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh. Snort.
Hello.
Silent John.
What's up, jabronis?
Oh.
Already. And Frank couldn't be here today. So we just finished smelling what the rock is cooking.
Smells green. And good.
Very, very good. I think it laid a little bit of a smackdown on me.
And today we are starting our Super SummerSlam. No, that's copywritten. Super Slam Summer. That's the one. Super Slam Summer.
Super Slam Summer.
You just had to rearrange the words in the right way, you know?
Yeah, in the way you don't get sued.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Which is going to be a programming block where we're just reviewing movies with wrestlers in it. I used to be a wrestling fan. Snort and John were avid wrestling watchers for a long time as well.
Yeah, still are. Still are. Not as much, unfortunately, but...
I catch the big pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah. WrestleMania every year. Royal Rumble, all the jazz.
Money in the Bank, personal fave.
And it's safe to say that wrestling holds a special place in all of our hearts. That being said, we know that as an industry, the wrestling industry is fucking terrible. There's some fucking horrible people in it. It's misogynistic, a bad history. Vince McMahon is a piece of garbage, just human with fucking shoe polish in his hair now.
And above his lip.
It's so, like, just creepy, him with a mustache.
I thought that Vince McMahon was already evil, so seeing an evil version of Vince McMahon just blows my mind.
He's finally living the character.
But we are people that do have wrestling in our hearts, and there are certain personalities that we do appreciate and love, and the films that they've since made.
Yeah, agreed.
And you know, to counterpoint that, wrestling is just fucking awesome. You know, there's just so many fantastic moments that wrestling has just given the world. I mean, there's definitely wrestling haters out there, but they can't tell me that they haven't seen something that was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and we can all agree that one of the biggest things to come out of wrestling in the last 20, 30 years is Dwayne the motherfucking Rock Johnson.
The man. The myth. Well, I guess he's not much of a myth.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's in movies.
He's in a lot of movies.
You can see this one. We'll get to the other one you can't see.
And tonight we are going to be watching a classic rock movie, one of his earlier works, in his transition from the wrestling world to film. We're going to be watching The Rundown.
This is, you know, this is a movie that I honestly don't know if I've seen. I was a big Walking Tall guy, you know, Johnny Knoxville, shout out. Loved him in The Rock. And I feel like I've seen parts of this movie, but I cannot confirm if I've had a full viewing.
To be fair, it's very easy to confuse this movie with any of the other Rock in the Jungle movies that exist out there.
And there's a lot of them. Most of them, I feel like, are that premise.
I know absolutely nothing about this movie. Never heard of it. So it's in the jungle. This is news to me.
Yeah, it's in the jungle. It's okay. Called The Rundown.
Okay.
I think it was originally called Welcome to the Jungle, but then the Guns N' Roses guys were like, no, you're not doing that.
Oh, well, that just squashes my question. I was going to ask if we get to hear the song, but I feel like that's a...
Oh, no, they licensed the song.
Oh, well, then hell yeah.
Give me a hell yeah?
Oh, hell yeah.
Does The Rock have, like, a machine gun at any point in this movie? Is this that kind of movie?
Okay, I've seen this movie, but I also don't remember it for the most part. I've seen it maybe once or twice, but I'm sure The Rock has a machine gun in it as well.
Okay.
I'm putting that on my wish list now.
This movie, from what I do remember, you've got The Rock, and he's like a jungle guide or some shit. And Sean William Scott needs to break into the diamond mine because he's like, I don't know, like a super secret agent, like a shitty Indiana Jones or something. And Christopher Walken runs the diamond mine. And it all happens in the jungle.
Do they die?
You have to watch the movie to find out.
Sorry. I just have Welcome to the Jungle playing in my head right now. I'm sorry.
And this was the first of The Rock's like forays into the Hollywood. He tried to break out of the wrestling for a while, and then like he kind of like, they were like, oh, we don't know what to do with this fucking guy. And then he became one of the biggest action stars pretty much ever, one of the most recognizable actor faces, the voice of fucking Maui.
Yeah, he's like the highest paid actor right now working, which I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion. I feel like it's becoming more and more popular. But I kind of think The Rock is overrated. Like, he's just The Rock, like, in all of these movies. I don't understand how he's the highest paid actor. Like, I don't understand it at all.
I think it's very similar to the MCU that we're all just rocked out at this point. We've rocked out with our rock out for so long that it's gone soft in our hearts.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because I'm also turning on The Rock, and I hate it. I'm like, I don't like feeling this way. And I don't think it's like I hate the guy. I'm just worn out. Like, he was doing these cool ass like videos on Instagram during COVID, during 2020 when you couldn't leave, and I was tuning in every time with his fucking tequila, his peanut butter pancakes. I was all in on The Rock. But yeah, the more he comes out in movies, he's himself. Now he's got tequila, energy drinks, everything under the sun is like Rock branded. He's a brand. That's all The Rock is.
So you're saying you've just hit rock overload, not that Rocky sucks.
Essentially, I've hit rock bottom. I'll be honest.
I too feel like I've hit rock bottom on him. I do love The Rock. I think he's a super nice fucking guy. Like anything I've ever seen him, mm-hmm. He seems like a very genuinely nice person.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do want to say, I'm not trying to like bash The Rock. Not at all. He's a great dude.
Just oversaturated with Rock right now.
Yeah, we need a little Rock break.
Well, you know, after Black Adam, we might get it.
Yeah, he did run his mouth after Black Adam.
I feel like he got a little cocky with that movie. And this is maybe the first time in his career, honestly, that something kind of blew up in his face and backfired. And I don't know if he knew how to handle it. So maybe we will get a little humbling slice of rock pie. I don't know.
Well, maybe. Oh, maybe. Ooh, maybe. This was just what we needed for a Rock heel turn.
Wow.
In every movie The Rock makes moving forward, he's not going to be the hero anymore. He's not even going to be the anti-hero like he tried to do with Black Adam. He's just going to be the fucking villain. Evil Rock.
Oh, but I mean, look at wrestling. That's when The Rock is at his best. When he plays heel, like, the dude is on top of his game. Coincidentally, Hollywood Rock, before he transitioned to, like, actual Hollywood Rock, when he was Hollywood Rock in wrestling, that was, like, one of the best times. He was putting fucking Hurricane over.
The Rock is doing to society what he did to wrestling fans. He's just being the cocky asshole character so that he does a full societal heel turn and everybody just hates him. But then the group of people that love him passionately, and then he can become president.
Wow, that's quite the plan.
At this point, though, I mean, I unfortunately can see a world where The Rock is our president. It just kind of lines up with how the world's played out the past few years.
And again, Rock, super nice guy. Don't need him to be president, though. No, we don't need that.
I'm out, Sharks. I do not smell that. Sorry.
Okay. Speaking of smelling what The Rock is cooking. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Snow Report, this just in. We're doing a cook-off.
Ooh, shit. During said cook-off, let's bear in mind that Dan does have downstairs neighbors who are crazy.
Okay.
So let's keep our Rocky levels to a round of 5.
Can do.
Yeah. I'll make it subdued, but I'll make it count.
So you have to cut a Rock promo.
A full promo?
What?
No, I mean, you can. I didn't know what you guys wanted to do. I didn't know if you just wanted to do the one line or if you wanted to go wild.
Dang, I was prepared for the one line. Then you tell me I got to do an on-the-spot promo?
Okay, you could just do the one line. One line.
I thought we were going to do the if you smell.
Yeah, go.
What? Now I go first?
Yeah, now you go first. You spoke up. Come on, Rocky.
I'm not ready. Wow, okay. Listen here, jabronis. You want to try to punk me? I don't think so. If you smell what the Silent John is cooking.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. For dramatic effect, which the listeners won't see it, but you two will.
John has just lifted his right eyebrow in an arch of 43.7 degrees in a perfect rock formation.
Well, you went for the extra credit and everything.
Go big or go home. I mean, really, come on.
Okay, Dan, you are up.
Now, the Dan doesn't care if you got a foot cast, a leg cast, an arm cast, or a podcast. What the Dan is telling you to do, take that microphone, turn that sumbitch sideways, and stick it right up your candy asses if you smell. What the Dan is cooking. Eyebrow.
Oh, you're just going to say eyebrow.
I'm just going to say eyebrow.
That was amazing. That was incredible. I should have gone first because mine's going to suck.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah, I got nothing extra. I run no extra credit.
Hey, that's the brilliance of promos. Fuck it, just do it live.
I don't even know if I can do it.
Just close your eyes, pretend we're not here.
Just become one with the rock.
Yeah.
Everything everywhere all at once, you're a rock. Be a rock.
Okay. Can you smell what the snort is cooking? I mean, it's passable.
You know, for the person that suggested this, it's very obvious that you didn't practice. So I appreciate you coming into this and the same feeling that me and Silent John
It's more so a gift for me and the listeners because I knew your guys' would be better.
Well, you know what? Now, next time, mine's going to suck.
But I will say, I do. It's hard to even pick who's the winner. I think Dan maybe elaborated on his a little bit more. So just for that, Dan, you have won the cooked meal from The Rock.
I got the belt.
You got the crowd to pop. You got the belt. They're smelling what you're cooking.
All right. Well, there are a bunch of fucking other wrestlers that we've all been into.
And have impersonated.
Like I said at the beginning, we have wrestling in our hearts. We may have had WrestleMania parties where we have dressed up and cut said promos just like we did. And had entrances with music and lights.
No, not we may have. We fucking did.
Some of, honestly, the funnest parties that I've ever been to or have ever thrown are the WrestleMania parties.
Do we want to go over our WrestleMania party costumes?
I mean, we can, yeah. Sure.
All right, Snort, what was your WrestleMania costumes?
Okay, I was Hulk Hogan. I think our first year.
Yes.
I was Matt Hardy another year. And I think it was just the two, right?
Yeah, it was just the two really big ones.
That we dressed up for. Yeah,
because we didn't get the deposit back on the inflatable wrestling ring.
Would have been so much fun. Yeah, to counter Snorts, we had this trend of being duos in a sense. So when she was Hulk, I was the Macho Man, and when she was Matt Hardy, I was Jeff Hardy. You know, I got to thrust my junk all around. It's great.
And as for Dan, one year I was the Hurricane with the full mask and cape.
It was one of my favorite costumes.
And another year I was piece of shit himself, Vincent K. McMahon.
But you did it well. You pulled off a good Vinny.
Yeah, you did.
I think the outfit was worth it for the promo.
I hope at some point throughout this month, we get it. Just a quick, you're fired. I just want it once. But I don't want to know when it's coming.
No, I think Donald Trump's ruined that phrase.
No. No. I mean, no. But if you're doing it like Vinnie Mac, people will know the difference. Come on. You say, yeah, I could already tell.
It's already bubbling. Yeah. It's already bubbling up.
That's what I'm saying. You take all the time in the world you need. You got like 5 episodes.
Can I go back to our WrestleMania party real quick? So we were those wrestlers. But then what's fun is like we have like a bunch of other people there. So then everyone is dressed up. So there's just a mosh posh of these random WWE wrestlers, like characters and stuff from all eras.
And everybody is drinking and just falling into their character in moments. You'll just be sitting there having a conversation with somebody, and then over in the corner, out comes Frank with 2 beers.
Well, and to top all that, I mean, we did the entrances too. We had the whole like stage production at these parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it does exist on tape somewhere.
The lost episodes.
The lost TH cinema.
Maybe one day they'll come out.
So one of the things about this movie tonight that I do enjoy thoroughly outside of The Rock himself is our supporting cast. Like I had mentioned earlier, we have Sean William Scott.
Who is that?
The Stifler.
Stifler.
What?
Oh, boy stuff.
I'm not surprised that you don't automatically know, but
Let me Google him.
Just Google Stifler.
Yeah.
He's Jennifer Coolidge's son. Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know who this is. He was in a cheerleading movie.
Probably. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. He's got a big old smile.
He was in, was it Role Models with Paul Rudd?
Yep. Where's My Car?
Fucking Dude, Where's My Car? What?
He's the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now you hate him.
Okay. I know who this is now.
Yeah, before Jennifer Coolidge was known as Jennifer Coolidge, she was literally just his mom.
Stifler's mom.
I knew the lore of that, but I know nothing about American Pie.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
But I do like me some Sean William Scott. We rattled off a couple of movies that do have a special, like, oh, I like that movie. Mm-hmm. I remember watching that movie. But current, like, Sean William Scott, there's a movie called The Goon that he's in, where he plays a hockey goon, and it's downright just, like, way outside of his fucking range. Like, Sean William Scott, he's not the greatest actor, he's not Brendan Fraser, but that movie was his The Whale.
See, and I see that a lot, and I'm so mad at myself that I haven't seen it, because I love hockey. It seems right up my alley. And he seems like just one of those guys who's, like, I wouldn't say, like, super underrated, but I think just, like, under the radar more than he should be, because he was just in a lot of things that I watched growing up, and I always, like, enjoyed him. I never thought he was bad. He definitely, I mean, it seems like he plays the same character most movies, but when given the opportunity, I mean, he's shown a little bit of range.
Update, I was just looking at his IMDb. He's not in this cheerleading movie, I thought, so I don't know much about this guy at all.
I was really worried you were going to say he's not in The Rundown.
We spent so much time.
I just don't remember the movie. He's in The Rundown, right?
Let me double check.
He's in The Rundown.
Okay.
Yes.
And the other person that we've got in this movie, supporting cast-wise, is the Wow Man himself. Wow. Christopher fucking Walken.
Hey, I'm walking over here. Is that walking or that's too Boston-y, huh?
Yeah, that's a little Boston. Okay. Yeah. Right.
It was something.
No, Christopher Walken. You gotta talking.
You walk.
Like a walking.
Talking. Okay.
I can't even top that.
And this was at prime, like Christopher Walken, like where society, he was like premium Christopher Walken.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Him being in this with The Rock and Stifler. Just all around, like, yeah, we're going to get a bunch of teenage boys in to watch this.
Yeah, it's a very eclectic cast.
yeah, that's a good way to put it. And weirdly enough, it's the walk-in in it that makes me think that maybe I haven't seen this all the way through because I don't remember him at all. But goddamn if I'm not excited to see him. Just kind of, like, fucking around. I feel like he's just going to be so hilarious to me in this movie for some reason.
the movie itself, it's not, this isn't a fucking work of art, okay? This isn't like a great film, but it's a serviceable action movie that I remember enjoying as an action film when I watched it.
I haven't even seen it, and it's still probably better than a lot of the other action movies featuring wrestlers.
That's, yeah, because they got a whole run of their own productions.
Yeah. The WWE production company.
Like, I would much rather watch this than even a lot of The Rock's other action movies, if I remember this movie correctly. Like, I would watch this over Fast Whatever 15 that he's in. Yeah, or the was he in a G.I. Joe movie?
I think he was.
Or an Expendables. I'd rather watch this.
You want to know something funny about looking at The Rock's IMDb? Also, I realized I have only seen the kid movies he's done. Like, I haven't seen any of these action movies. I mean, like, I've seen Jumanji, but that's still kind of like kid movies. I saw The Tooth Fairy, The Game Plan, where he's the football player.
So you saw all the Disney Rock movies.
Moana. Yeah, those are the only ones I've seen.
Yeah, The Rock's career has taken some twists and motherfucking turns. They didn't know what to do with The Rock for so long. They were like, oh, we're going to make you an action star. No, we're going to put you in these weird fucking movies. Oh, I guess you're a kid's movie star now.
Yeah. Yeah, he was kind of thrusted around all over the place. But at the same time, like, since I liked Walking Tall so much, this is something I actually am really excited to watch or rewatch, whatever it may be. Because this might be my favorite era of The Rock. In his acting phase, and maybe that was due in part to me being younger and being like super like peak wrestling fan of my life, probably, that I was just like, fuck yeah, look, it's The Rock. But I feel like I could go back and watch Walking Tall tomorrow after we watch this tonight and be super happy. So I'm really excited to like maybe unsour my opinion on The Rock in this film, going backwards in time.
And if I'm not mistaken, this movie actually unsoured a lot of people's opinions of The Rock. Because this was his first foray into action after Scorpion King.
Oh, okay.
So this is where people were a little Rock weary. Like, we're not sure.
They're teetering on The Rock.
One of my favorite times that The Rock has ever popped up in anything was the fucking Reno 911 movie. Have you ever seen The Rock's cameo in that?
No, I haven't even seen the movie. I'm kind of perplexed right now.
The Rock's cameo in Reno 911 has got to be one of my all-time favorite cameos. So, like, the entire fucking, like, police convention gets, like, quarantined anthrax, you know?
Okay.
Or whatever. And the only people left outside are the Reno 911 guys. That's why they become the Miami Police Department. And in one scene, there's a super cop that's going to come and, like, save everything, and it's The Rock.
Of course it's The Rock.
And he drops a grenade and just explodes.
That's it.
And he's gone.
Okay, that's funny. That's perfect.
But it's very much akin to his fucking cameo in The Other Guys, where he jumps off the fucking roof and just dies.
I love that. That is hilarious. That movie gets me. Michael Keaton in that movie is unreal.
God. If The Rock shows up in a cameo, it's perfect because it's like, oh, he's going to save the fucking day.
Nope.
He's dead.
But, okay, maybe that's what he does best at. You know, maybe we need to see Rock do some cameos and some more, like, I don't know. I can't say high profile because he's just in nothing but fucking blockbusters.
But every time he does, I'm just waiting for the kip up and the fucking Brahma stance while the guy's back's turned. He was faking the whole time.
By God!
He's gonna break him in half! Rock bottom. Sorry listeners, JR is gonna show up a lot during the next couple of weeks.
A lot of people are gonna show up randomly.
All right guys, well, are we ready to rock it out, rock it down, head to rock it down and go watch The Rock and the Rundown?
Wow, let's rock it,
rock and roll.
Now, our feature presentation.
I found the movie, and we all bought some fucking snacks, and we're back, and we just watched The Rundown.
Guys, we have two options.
Well, one of them was Watch the Rundown, and that's the one we did.
First, one thing. Dan, I have a bone to pick with you.
A bone?
A bone. Where was the Guns N' Roses?
Okay, I was mistaken about the Guns N' Roses. Maybe I just had the Guns N' Roses in my head and in my heart.
Like it should have been there?
Or maybe it was just in the trailer.
I see. Now I'm starting to think that Guns N' Roses, mainly Axl, was just mad and said, no, you can't fucking use anything. Because that's a very Axl Rose thing.
What do you mean you're getting The Rock in this fucking movie?
No, don't even.
The wrestling guy?
Don't come at me with that shit.
I'm a Stone Cold man.
Stone Cold! Stone Cold!
Bound to heaven. All right, so we do start this movie off. We've got The Rock at the fucking club.
And we're just listening to Mushroom Talk.
This is where you get like one of the two random like mentions that he wants to open a restaurant.
Now I realize that that's why they were talking about mushrooms in the beginning.
Yeah,
it all comes back. I just forgot.
You're just realizing that now?
Yeah.
He was listening to a cooking show on like an AM radio taking notes.
Oh, talk radio.
And in the club, we also get the Arnold cameo. And I do want to discuss this for a second because this was a big thing at the moment, all right? What? Because like E! Hollywood fucking News and all those like, you know, fucking channels the reports on Hollywood and shit were like, oh, Arnold's going to be in this movie. It's the passing of the torch to The Rock.
Oh, really?
That's why he gave him like a little like head nod.
Huh.
That makes sense, but I'll tell you what, this was a big moment for me tonight in this room for not knowing. That was the last thing I would have expected, but I'm happy it happened. Also, it was 5 minutes into the movie.
And it was literally a second long. Like, if you blink, you miss it.
I fucking did.
What? That's what I'm saying. You got people who definitely show up to movies late. 100%. This feels like a big deal, given this was like a 2003 movie. Well, it's an odd choice.
What do you mean Arnold was in it? I was getting popcorn.
I was in the line. I missed it.
Yeah, you could have easily dropped him into the jungle.
That feels more appropriate.
And after this, we find out why The Rock's at the club. He's at the club because he's got to shake down an NFL player for bets that he had made against something. And we kind of get like a Rock Sports Center audition.
Okay, I absolutely hate the editing of this movie. I couldn't stand it. Like, that part with, like, the little title cards coming across the screen for everyone, terrible. The fight scene, like, whenever they're not in the jungle, it's so bad.
I forgot that that was in there, and then when I saw it, I wasn't sure if we were going to get something similar later when Christopher Walken was introduced.
Like all his stats.
Killed 720 people.
Now I'm just angry because I too hated the editing. It's actually one of my notes. I said that it was out of control in this movie and it's very disorienting. They did a lot of different things in this movie. Some of them worked, I'll give them that. But a lot of them did not.
I just couldn't even see what was happening.
Yeah, I will say the fight scenes for the most part did work throughout the film, except for the club one because of the strobe lights.
Yeah.
It was just way too much and it was too choppy.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to watch. And the fight scenes, I will give them credit. They got better as they went.
Yeah.
It did start out with a rock bottom.
Wait, don't you normally finish with a rock bottom?
There was also a part where The Rock is smashing fucking record player over some dude's head, and then Captain America throws it at the guy that's trying to escape.
Unbelievable. Like, I'm gonna say that about so many moments in this movie, because this movie isn't even really like a movie that I think I know the plot to. It was easy, but I'm just so captured by some of the wild shit they did in this movie.
Yeah, I think I got to the point, and this is probably why I didn't realize till the end of the movie that he wanted to be a chef. I just didn't care what the plot was. Like, I was just watching what happened.
Just having a good time.
Yeah.
Well, The Rock's not having a good time because when he was outside after this whole little fight in the fucking club, he gets fucking beanbagged in the goddamn head.
Yeah, by Heisenberg. That guy looked just like him. Like, that was like the same outfit, glasses, everything.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just unreal scene after unreal scene. He frisbees a record player at one point just to turn around, kick the door open, walk out, beanbag to the dome. Like, this movie is just firing on all cylinders real early.
And I love how the guy shoots the beanbags at him and then is like, are you okay?
But Rocky goes to his boss and he's like, hey, what the fuck? You sent some guy to shoot some beanbags at me. And his boss is like, oh, I need you to come talk to me about some shit because my kid is down on the Amazon and he's being a little fucking dickwad.
Yeah, I know where he gets it from. His dad kind of seems like dickwad.
And the kid's Sean William Scott, and The Rock's like, okay, I guess I can go find him if you, because the boss offers to open his restaurant for him. That's the second restaurant mentioned.
Bang. Keep your tabs.
I heard the money. I heard the 250.
You remember the number, but not the restaurant part?
Not the reason behind
priorities,
it.
It's all about the bonuses. Come on, Snort. And fucking snap cut, and we're flying over fucking Hawaii pretending to be the Amazon.
Easy peasy.
You could just take The Rock in Hawaii off the fucking rock list. Rock bottom, Rock in Hawaii, beanbags to the face. Happens twice in this movie, but we'll get to the second one later.
What was the second one?
Oh, we'll get there.
Okay.
So we meet the guide, the Irish dude who's going to come into play later. Scottish. He's playing bagpipes. Scottish.
Yeah.
Sorry to the Scotsman.
I don't think they're mad. It's all right.
And the guide gives him some like exposition about like, oh, this is what's going on. There's fucking rebels. And then there's this fucking gold mine. I thought it was a diamond mine. It's a gold mine. It's been a while since I watched it.
Hey, it's okay.
And that's where we meet Sean William Scott.
Which honestly, like, I know he's in this movie, so I'm expecting the intro. We go from him straight to Rosario Dawson. And that's kind of how I feel about these characters.
I completely forgot that Rosario Dawson was in this fucking movie.
Like, Sean William Scott is very, like, he's a very big part of this story. But man, like, I just liked Rosario Dawson way more in this movie.
I'm realizing that I just love her, like, in anything. She is so fucking cool. Like, she's a complete badass in this movie.
Yeah, almost as much a badass as fucking Uncle Rico over there.
Even the people just keep coming. Like, where does this movie end at?
Yeah, John Grease playing Christopher Walken's second in command.
Just the right-hand guy.
So The Rock goes to Walken's compound to go talk to the Walken to find out where Sean William Scott is. And that's where we get Christopher Walken. He shows up and gives this whole fucking, like, speech about how all these people working in the mud are for the betterment of civilization because businessmen get Rolexes and brides get rings, and it's just the most pseudo-capitalistic bullshit ever, but because Walken's saying it.
Well, and it's tough because before we watch this movie, it's like, man, Walken's gonna, he's gonna make me have a great time, I'm gonna love him, and then, yeah, his intro scene's like, well, he kind of, like, essentially owns slaves, I think, and it's hard to root for somebody who does that.
When he's like the villain the whole movie, but he also has like the funniest lines.
He definitely chews his scenery as a villain, especially when it's just like a hard cut on his face. He's just given like one-liners.
I'm pretty sure they just let Walken do whatever the fuck he wanted.
He just vamp on set. We'll keep the best ones.
Yeah, but The Rock does get permission. He goes and hunts down Sean William Scott in the bar. And then he gets fucking double walking cross because Christopher Walken comes in with fucking whiplash. Because Sean William Scott has access, he knows where the fucking hidden treasure is or something.
Yeah, this movie turns into national treasure for a little while, I think. Kind of has flashes.
A little Indiana Jonesy.
And yeah.
Yeah.
But it also sets up another Rocky fight, and Rocky does the Rock things with whiplash.
And you know what? I just want to talk about The Rock for a second. I honestly really enjoyed him. I think that they used his talents very well early in his career. They essentially made this like a wrestling role. He does a lot of like wrestling in this movie.
Yeah, this movie was definitely written around him. Somebody was like, I'm going to write a movie for The Rock.
And honestly, I think because of that, he just feels more natural to me in this movie instead of like the, I guess, like, beefed up, like, version we get now that's always the same.
Yeah, I think once you accept that this is, like, the 2003 version of The Rock in like the movie and everything, yeah, it's not, he's not that bad in it. It's like cheesy, but in an okay, ironic way.
You can tell he is definitely trying his fucking hardest too.
And he 100% is, because he kind of like, there's scenes where he's doing very, very stupid things that I don't think he would do nowadays. Like, he was just kind of being a goofball, and it was fun to see him just kind of let loose and have fun.
See, I disagree. I think this was like Jumanji, like, test tape.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
This was definitely a fucking sizzle reel for The Rock. You got the SportsCenter audition at the beginning.
Ugh.
You got some fucking wrestling moves in case he needs to change companies.
That's what I'm here for.
A little bit of Arnold giving him the heads up. Yeah, this is a fucking sizzle reel for him. He's looking for jobs. He's submitting this. But he does escape with Sean William Scott, and they fucking take off in the Jeep, and then from the top of the mountain, from the fucking top rope, they just go careening off the edge and literally fall down like a 1,000-foot sheer cliff.
They just fell for so long. Like, so long.
It's one of those things that lingers quite some time, but I found it very enjoyable. It's stupid, but it gets me every time.
And then they get in a little fight at the bottom. And Sean William Scott, little... I know he's supposed to be playing like a dumb kind of kid character, but you literally just saw The Rock beat the shit out of like 5 guys, and one of them had 2 whips in a fucking bar. And you think you're going to fight him? And take him down in the jungle?
I mean, he's just your average, like, angsty teen. He's the little brother in the situation. He's just going to nag, and push away and try to piss you off and just get his ass kicked every single time. That's the sole purpose of his character in this movie.
Yeah, that and to drive the treasure storyline.
Don't even get started on that treasure.
He tells The Rock about the treasure, and we find out The Rock hates guns. I wonder if that's going to come up later.
Curious.
And then we spend 4 minutes on fucking Sean William Scott taking a piss.
Why are we lingering on this?
Who the fuck does he think he is? Tom Hanks?
Honestly, too, I think they reference pee 1 or 2 more times after that. After that 4-minute scene, it, for whatever reason, is an ongoing topic in this movie.
Marketing to 14-year-old boys.
Which makes me remember this as well. They use the term big boy so much in this movie. Like, an uncomfortable amount.
They're trying to trigger that, like, visceral response in young teenagers of when they got called, like, oh yeah, I am a big boy now.
Yeah. The Rock
it's
is...
just creepy. Ugh.
Yeah, The Rock is legitimately referenced, like, as big boy by almost every character, I feel like.
And after we watch Sean William Scott piss, we get... both of them, they get hung up by these fucking traps in the trees... and this is where The Rock gets attacked by howler monkeys.
Gets sexually assaulted by one.
Which is the second time he gets beanbags in the face.
I was waiting. I was waiting for this
moment.
I knew
you were waiting for the second one. Yeah, before tonight, neither of you could say you didn't see The Rock get mouth fucked by a monkey.
It was not on my bingo card. But...
but fucking check.
Checkmate.
You know what my favorite part was, though? Is the other guy just yelling, assert dominance, assert dominance. Oh, God, I can't.
You can pinpoint this moment as why it is geared for 14-year-old boys.
Well, they get out of that sticky situation.
Ugh. Low-hanging rock.
And they meet up with the rebels. And that's when we get Sean William Scott setting The Rock up with the Portuguese thing. He could talk Portuguese, but The Rock can't. So he's like, oh, this guy's a bad guy. You should beat him up. And the rebels go and fight The Rock, which, you know, goes about as well as you think it would.
This might be my favorite fight scene in the whole movie. Like, this is just The Rock at his best. Just whooping everybody's candy asses all over this jungle.
Was this the one with the... guys like swinging from everything?
Yeah.
Okay, I think this was the best fight scene in the movie. Like, because you see like The Rock get beat up at first, you know, and then you get the redemption arc. But I think it just looked the coolest too.
Yeah, the little Rey Mysterio guy really did put it down on the rock for a while.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
It was just coming out of everywhere, though.
But the Rock does end up hulking out and taking everybody the fuck down. And then we find out that the leader of the rebels is Rosario Dawson herself from earlier.
Womp, womp, womp.
And then later that night, while they're all sitting around the campfire telling stories, Christopher Walken comes in and just fucking, like, annihilates the camp.
He just wrecks it.
Except for the three main characters who have full fucking plot armor at this point and just get on a boat and slowly fucking drift down the river.
Seriously, these people survive rolling down a massive mountain. They survive getting blown up in a cave almost. Like, what can't they accomplish?
Well, they can definitely accomplish some fucking deep personal connections, because then we get like 10 minutes of everybody getting to know each other and their backstories.
Look, this movie is too fucking long. It's way too long for what it is. And this is a pivotal moment. Psych, cut this. There's no reason for this to be here.
I think I just like really checked out during this part. I don't really remember. I don't remember what happened at all.
It's exactly. It's irrelevant. What, this leads to them getting like drugged? Is that what happens?
Yeah.
No, this leads to them going to the waterfall.
We were at the waterfall.
We're at the waterfall now. No, I was talking about like the moments on the boat where they're talking to each other. And they're like, see, I grew up like this. I thought you grew up like this.
I'm back.
This is why I don't use guns.
And then Sean William Scott almost gets shot. Oh, he almost shot me.
Yeah.
Okay. I was too far ahead. Wow. I don't know where this scene went.
The entire time of that is just wasted. Like,
I want that cut to it.
Exactly. We don't need these characters. We don't need to know about them.
No.
We know what they're doing. They're in a jungle blowing shit up.
Give me jungle antics with Christopher Walken, like, trying to foil all their plans. That's what I want.
That's what we bought the ticket for. But then we do end up at the waterfall scene, where Sean William Scott's going to show them how to get to the treasure, which you have to swim under the lake, which is just an excuse for Sean William Scott take his shirt off.
It seems specifically designed for that reason.
He worked out hard for that scene.
It made me think, like, during the times, like, how this was, like, pretty close after American Pie. Was he, like, a heartthrob at the time?
Yeah. Kind of.
Maybe borderline. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, not on the cover of Teen Beat, but.
Okay.
You know what? I bet you the rundown made some people a fan after that shot. It was like a slow pan up. Come on.
And when they get into the cave, everything just pretty much goes full Indiana Jones at this point.
Yeah.
Not after it goes Michael Bay for a couple seconds.
This movie had everything and sometimes nothing.
A lot of times nothing. Let's be perfectly fucking fair right here.
That's the best way to describe it.
So they Indiana Jones in the cave, and there's pillars, and they knock him down, and there's rocks, and they fucking steal the fucking idol. John, you got thoughts on the idol? You're looking at me.
It was the most underwhelming part of this movie. For you to almost die and go through all this bullshit, getting this little jungle fight with all these different people for that little tiny thing, I'm a little upset by it.
What were you expecting, though?
I don't know. Something that didn't look like it was plastic. It looked a plastic, like, Halloween tombstone, spray-painted gold.
Like, put some rubies on those motherfuckers or something?
Anything. I don't care. It's treasure.
Bedazzle it up a little bit?
Yes. I'm sorry that I have high expectations with my fucking buried treasure. I want it to be a spectacle.
But the Rock escapes from all the rocks that are falling in the cave, and they get out. And that's when Rosario Dawson decides to give them hallucinogenic fruits and poison them.
I'm sorry, but fucking genius. Oh, man.
Oh, you're a big fan of this scene.
Yeah, because how else is she going to, like, get away from both of them with the treasure, you know? You have to work with what you have. And I think she did it in a very genius way.
See, I'm most disappointed in Sean William Scott in this scene.
Oh, yeah?
Because this character, right, we talked about how he was immersed in the culture. That's how he learned the Portuguese when we were watching the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And If you got immersed in the culture, Sean William Scott strikes me as the type of guy, college dropout, he's dabbled in the fruit.
Oh, so he's experienced in this situation.
He knows that that fruit exists, and he knows what it does.
Maybe he just couldn't help himself.
You think he's a fruit addict?
He might be. He seems like he comes from a family of drug moving or drug using. I don't know.
Even then, think if The Rock is waiting to open like a restaurant, you know, like maybe he would know about poison fruit.
Yeah, you know, you gotta know what fruit to stay away from.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be like versed in like mushrooms specifically.
He did seem very like taken aback by Brazil nuts earlier on.
True,
so maybe
yeah.
He doesn't have that much like experience outside of the AM radio he listens to.
So I guess, shall we question his thought process and getting a restaurant?
Restaurants, 70% of them fail within the first year. I'm sorry, I think The Rock's restaurant's going to fail.
Wow.
I don't know. It's in L.A. They're just doing, like, kale salads and stuff, so.
Yeah, it is early 2000s.
It's going to end up on Bar Rescue, watch.
Rosario Dawson steals the idly thing and runs off. The Rock, he's like, fuck this, I got Sean William Scott, I'm just going to take him. They go back to the plane.
I'm sorry, Sean William Scott just, I had this realization, he's just kind of like The Rock's accessory this whole movie.
He's like his backpack.
Yeah. Anywhere The Rock goes, he's right there.
His pain in the ass backpack.
You just forget he's there.
Yeah, honest, you kind of do at times.
He did get abbreviated in all my notes to SWS. Just,
I don't know how many times I even put his name in my notes.
But there we find out that Rosario Dawson has been kidnapped by Christopher Walken with the idol. So we get the damsel in distress, and The Rock and Sean William Scott are going to team up. But they need a plan. And what a fucking plan it is. We get the Scotsman marching down the street with the bagpipes.
I mean, I feel like when this scene begun, like you knew, all right. The pay-per-view is beginning. We're at the climax. It's the main event time. Walken versus Rock. This is why we're here. And The Rock essentially gets like a whole fucking entrance to the climax. Like this, tell me this movie isn't not just a long wrestling pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, 100%. There's matches, there's skits, there's humor. Yeah, it's just wrestling.
This whole like intro is just so batshit awesome to me.
I love this. I think this entire finale between the bagpipes, the cows later, everything. It was just glorious.
Yeah, the bagpipe guy fucking marches out, plays the bagpipes, fucking William Wallace speeches, picks up the bagpipes, and out from the woods, a fucking herd of Brahma bull.
I mean, it's almost poetic. It's almost poetic to see them coming in, wiping people out, rock bottoming dudes through pillars.
I'm telling you, that was a Rock influence right there. He's like, can they be Brahma Bull?
Yeah, they have to be.
They got to be Brahma Bull, right? My question is, like, how much, they didn't have much time. Like, how did they train these cows to wait silently, quietly? Or do you think they just, like, timed out? Maybe they practiced how long the speech would take and how long the walk was, and then they, like, release the cows after they're sitting there with their watches like okay now release the cows.
Honestly, my thought in this scene was that this movie is just already so insane that I think they've just been practicing this for a while. Like, maybe just the guy with the bagpipes and the bulls, he was like, this is my ace in the hole, fucking A, I'll never have to use it, but just in case, I'm gonna find a way to summon the bulls.
He knows that, yeah. He knows that there's Walken and there's fucking rebels. He's like, I need to raise a cow army, yes, just in case.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe the bagpipe guy hypnotized these bulls, like, with the bagpipes, you know? That's my theory.
Oh, like a snake charmer with the
thing? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's it. And tell me that's not believable in a movie like this.
Completely fucking believable. But they fucking run through the streets of this fucking gold mining town and just lay waste to all these fucking people. And that's when I stopped taking notes because I started watching it pretty intently because, like you said, the ending was very, like,
It got
to a point. It was intense. But The Rock comes out fucking swinging, just not using guns yet. Not ready. And he's not ready.
He's got two guns strapped to him.
But he is fucking shit up all over the place. So everybody's shooting at The Rock, and The Rock's just like fucking chucking bricks at people and shit. Like nothing.
He's spearing folks.
Out of fucking nowhere, RKOs. And then shit kind of goes bad. Like Michael Bay's all over the place. Explosions.
Big budget.
Sean William Scott's pinned the fuck down.
Yeah, I think he gets stuck in like some sort of like train car kind of thing.
See, I think I missed that too. Like, I had no idea where he went.
Well,
that explains why you were so surprised when he came back at the end.
I guess he did a pretty good job hiding, right?
But this is where The Rock is crouched down. He's kind of pinned down also. He's clocking all the people around him. You know, little fucking Edgar Wright cuts to people on the rooftops and shit.
Well, and he's essentially just seeing how fucked like Sean William Scott is. And he's trying to decide, like, what am I going to do?
What is he going to do?
I don't know. Well, it's just hard cut to a lot of guns going off. A lot of just like gasoline getting popped open. Is there a bullet cam at one point in the scene?
I don't think there was a surface The Rock didn't cock his fucking shotguns on in this fucking scene. Fucking food cart, the bottom of his feet, each other. He's all over the place with these fucking things.
It is just insane. He's a very resourceful man. I'll give him that.
He's just boomsticking like a motherfucker, and he is taking people down. How many people do you think The Rock killed in this scene? The Rock and the cows combined.
Well, for as long as it took him to fucking think about it, I hope a lot.
Like at least 100.
100 people.
You think he took down 100 bad guys?
I don't even think there's 100 people in this movie.
Between him and the bulls?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You said the bulls.
Adjust for bull total.
The ABV, adjusted bull value.
Yeah.
You saw how many people Christopher Walken had?
That's true. And he had like a very precise shot. One shot, one kill. Everybody.
Yeah. I'm just thinking the bulls took out like most of the people, but I don't know.
Maybe Rock was just batting up cleanup.
But they do save the day. Christopher Walken gets shot. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. This pains me, but here's a huge problem I have with this movie. We have this scene where The Rock essentially gets like a falling dead sniper's gun just like flipped to him, grabs it with one hand, no hesitation, bang, right at Christopher Walken. Like that's how you kill Christopher Walken, not like on some angry ramble getting shot twice in the stomach by somebody off screen. That's like the grand finale.
Well, because The Rock's such a pacifist after shooting 75 fucking people.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. That he's going to shoot the gun out of Christopher Walken's hand.
You finish the fucking job. After everything you've been through, you went through this whole sweaty fucking jungle. And you have, like, the kill shot of the century, and you don't take it.
I think you have all of these people behind you that this guy has been torturing. You know, like...
literal slaves. Oh, but I completely forgot about the scene where he fights two whiplashes.
Oh.
Three whiplashes.
That one was as good as the single whiplash guy, though.
He essentially just kind of turned into a catapult in that scene anyways. He's just getting thrown around the whole fucking scene.
But The Rock doesn't kill Christopher Walken, but the people revolt.
And that's fine. They deserve it. I just want a bigger dad.
And Christopher Walken goes walking, and then he goes falling.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Famous last words.
And then we are taking Sean William Scott home again? Is that where we're at?
Yes, but problem number two, Walken dies. Rosario Dawson gets the treasure again. We hold it up to the fade up and like the sunset. Beautiful shot. Movie should end right there.
Oh, yeah. We got a full false ending. There was a full Return of the Jedi party going on in the background.
Exactly. And it's just such kind of like a feel-good moment. And these motherfuckers are like, let's add 10 more minutes of just bullshit.
I know why.
Oh, you do?
I'm going to explain why.
Oh, okay.
Not like insider knowledge why. I have a theory.
Oh, okay.
So after the false ending, they go to the fucking boss's house to go give Sean William Scott back. to the dad. And they poison the dad with the hallucinogenic fruit. Mm-hmm. The Rock and Sean William Scott walk out. They have another little blah, 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 blah. And then they get in the truck and drive away. And now we're at the end of the movie.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they were trying to make a rundown too, looking at this scene. This was an after tack where somebody was getting very ahead of themselves.
I kind of see that.
Yeah, because why did they poison the dad? Just because he was being an asshole? Or is that like setting up for the second one?
Yeah,
is
like,
that what you're saying?
You know he's going to come find us.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's hijinks for number two. It has to be there.
Oh, that odd couple's going to go on the road. All right, but that was the fucking rundown, guys. That was The Rock's fucking second fucking movie after The Scorpion King.
And there's been a million since.
And if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
And don't forget to vote Rock in 2028.
No, Dan, cut this. We don't even speak it to existence. We don't need that in our life. The United States of America does not need to smell what The Rock is cooking, okay?
See, but you're the one that manifests things, so...
I'm rejecting.
That's what I'm saying. If I get
actively.
You to actively reject the manifestation, then you're manifesting the rejection,
no.
Which means it won't happen.
Stop.
I'm playing you.
Stop.
Nobody plays Johnny Gorgonzola.
Nobody.
All right, but yeah, serviceable as a fucking action movie. It's probably The Rock's least rockiest movie, but somehow at the same time his most rockiest movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a dumb fun movie. If it was only The Rock and a whole different like rest of the cast, this could be one of those WWE production movies, though.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, you get Shawn Michaels in at the Sean William Scott role and you're good to go.
I don't think WWE can pull Christopher Walken, though. That gives it some cred.
Now, all in all, I think I'll finish my thoughts by saying, look, I had fun. It's not a good movie, but we didn't come here for a good movie. It's fucking wrestling month. We came to have stupid amounts of fun, to lay the smack down, and I think we achieved that. I think we accomplished a good first, I forgot the name, Super Slam Summer?
Super Slam Summer!
Super Slam Summer.
Super Slam Summer.
Don't get sued.
It's not trademarked, right?
That's the tagline under it. Don't get sued.
Perfect. It's perfect.
Well, we are going to be continuing with our Super Slam Summer coming up because next we are going to be delving into another wrestler in coincidence with my birthday.
Woot woot, birthday episode.
And unfortunately this year, my birthday present is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Why are you saying unfortunately?
Because of the Chris Pratt.
Hey, but this one actually looks good.
Well, it looks good because I'm pretty sure Chris Pratt's going to die in it.
I think a lot of people are going to die, honestly.
Yeah, but everyone else, whatever, if I can see Chris Pratt die, that's like a present to me.
100%. From Marvel, straight to you.
But this one is actually going to be for Dave Bautista, because fucking Drax the Destroyer, he's going to be our wrestling tie-in for this episode.
And I'm so excited to talk about Bautista.
Yeah, honestly, I have more to say about Bautista than I did about The Rock. I'm really excited.
All right, some fucking hot takes potentially on Bautista. But you're going to have to wait till next week for that. So if you want to follow along with the Super Slam Summer,
make sure to follow along on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at Teach Them a Podcast. Make sure to give us 5 stars.
Frog Splash!
On Spotify, Apple, wherever else you're listening to us at.
Yeah, but that's going to be it for this week. So if you see 3 main characters inexplicably fucking escaping all sorts of danger, getting on a boat, and then having a really fucking deep moment before getting undressed and going into a waterfall, but they're really, really high, come over and say hi. That might just be us. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm rock bottomed by that ending. Bye. See, even when you say it aloud, how absurd is that fucking movie?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey, here's a fun fact about this movie. The film's original title was El Dorado. It was then changed to Welcome to the Jungle before being changed again to The Rundown.
Huh. Fucking Axel.
Although it was released in several countries, including the UK, as Welcome to the Jungle.
Ooh. Axel doesn't have a fucking domain over goddamn Europe. IMDb and typed in The Rock and I clicked the first thing that popped up at the top and it was not Dwayne Johnson. It was Nicolas fucking Cage.
I'm just happy to see Nick Cage getting top billing over The Rock on The Rock's own name.
Oh, you're looking for The Rock? You must be looking for the Nick Cage movie.